Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
From the over-the-top mobile studios in Annapolis, Maryland, Ram Finish Line, we got Christoph Strasser coming in this evening. It looks like tomorrow is going to be fairly quiet here, and then starting Friday, we are going to have racer after racer after racer coming in, including, it's predicted right now, that Sarah Cooper will be coming in on Friday. And on the line with us right now is Laurel Darren Simmons from Sarah Cooper's crew. Laurel, what's the mood of the entire team with the finish line really coming in sight now?
Well, we're getting really excited because now Annapolis is across the river, so to speak. And Sarah, we just sent her off. We're here in Robinson, Illinois. We're across the street from a Hershey's chocolate factory, which is super fitting for Sarah. We're all ready to make the final push. We know we have some pretty crazy terrain coming up with all the climbing and making it through this part of the race. But Sarah is still goofy as ever and in good spirits and keeping her power right on target and following what her coach has planned for her as the race has changed. So we're excited to get to Annapolis. We can hear it calling, that's for sure.
Lots of questions about her respiratory issues. That is cleared up, not causing her any problems now?
No, she seems wonderful. She hasn't spoken of any respiratory issues in the last 48 hours. Sarah is, I have to say, I was talking to her coach today regarding massage, and Sarah has not once ever asked any of us for any more that we have given her. So when she's on the side of the road, she did ask to shave her legs, and we had to, like, X-ray that yesterday. And then she jumped all over Connie in the bathroom in a fun, lighthearted way today in the shower. But anyway, she's the kind of girl that I give her 10 minutes of massage, and you know what, George? She doesn't ever ask for any more, and she doesn't use it as an excuse to get off the bike. So her coach called her basically a warrior and a beast, and I mean, she is. She truly is a legit beast out there.
You know, I think back to my first Ram in 1993 when I did a dry leg shave just outside of the follow vehicle, and I remember that to this day.
Well, the one thing about Sarah that is so awesome right now is Sarah knows she's still in her right mind. So she's very aware of what's going on, and I think that our crew chiefs have made some excellent decisions in reference to her resting. We've given her some downtime where she's been able to go through two REM cycles of sleep, and that's put together via her coach, Greg Grand George. She was amazing. She's kept her right mind. I mean, she knew she talked to you earlier today, and that was one thing she mentioned to me. So she's a beast, George, and I love her dearly. I'm just telling you right now, she's awesome.
Now, are you going to be cutting her sleep breaks between now and the finish, or just staying on the same routine?
That's not a question that I have really the best information to give you on, and it's not because of a race strategy or anything. That is, we have, our crew has different roles, and that's definitely a question that our crew chief, Brian or Joe, would have in more information on, or her coach. I do know at around 2 a.m., we're going to try to put her down for about 30 minutes. And then when she rides after that, they'll try for another 30 minutes. And we just gave her a 90-minute rest here in Robinson, Illinois. So we're kind of jumping around between 90 minutes or 2 hours or 30 minutes. So it kind of depends on how she's feeling and what she's putting out on the bike.
So she's had a pretty good day. The road conditions, I know, in Illinois are pretty nice. In Indiana, much better. Then you've got Ohio, and the Hocking Hills start as you near Athens, and then it's really mountainous. And I know she's looking forward to getting back into the hills.
Yeah, I wasn't out with her today. I'm on the night crew, but we saw pictures of some of our crew on the road with her today, dressed up in crazy costumes, and it sounded like she had a really great day on the bike. It was really hot out there today, so they were feeding her popsicles. As you know, she's popsicling across the U.S. And the day crew really, really works hard at keeping her really hydrated and calories in, but also kind of understanding what she can put down in the blazing sun and the humidity. So she made a really good final push the last 8 miles coming into Robinson. She was really, really tired. And the whole crew, our day and night crew, were actually meshed in that moment to get her into Robinson. And that's always really fun when both crews get together, because Sarah is very, very stern with our crews about getting sleep. And she doesn't want to see one crew out during the day when they should be sleeping, and vice versa. So we really respect that about her and try to respect her wishes that way.
And then is her family still leapfrogging and meeting her at her sleep break areas?
Yeah. Her husband and her four kids were in Effingham today at the time station. And we have a couple of Brian, her husband, gave us a pair of Wonder Woman sunglasses, and a Dory. Sarah tends to think of herself as Dory, because every time she gets on the bike, she says to someone, "Well, which way do I go?" And you know her little, she's very humble tone when she says it, and you just want to like laugh at her, but she's so damn cute, you know? It's like, really, Sarah? But she's amazing, so.
So you've got, you're going to be giving Sarah a 30-minute break here during the night. What's your distance goal as far as sunrise tomorrow?
I think Connie and I, who are in the auxiliary here, we think Bloomington, Indiana. Yeah, somewhere around Bloomington, Indiana is what we're shooting for before 5 a.m. The weather here, it was raining. Yeah, it's cleared up here, so we put her on the road. It was pouring down rain when she woke up, but now the skies are starting to clear. So we're shooting for, I think, between 100 and 150 miles out of her before 5 a.m., and I believe in my heart, George, she totally has what it takes to do it.
Well, Laurel Darren Simmons, I'm going to let you get back to work. I really appreciate you checking in with us with a report on Sarah Cooper. And look forward to chatting with you tomorrow from the Over the Top Mobile Studios here in Annapolis, Maryland at the Ram finish line. I'm George Thomas.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.